Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Treats galore on Pomp and Joe today. A Steelers schedule is out. City Limits has been spending all morning working on treats related to each matchup. Good and bad treats, I imagine. Limits, just like a little Halloween basket, right?
Yeah, like sometimes you get full-size candy bars, and sometimes you get some Almond Joys that are thrown in there.
Sometimes you get rotten. What are those things called? The little Halloween things that are, what are the candy
roll,
corns?
Like the, yeah, candy corns.
Tyler Kennedy's here. Did you like candy corn as a kid, or did you resent it, Tyler, when it got in your Halloween bag?
I resented it. That wasn't one that got me excited, that's for sure. I wasn't a candy corn guy.
Limits wanted to know if they have Halloween in Canada.
I honestly did.
He did.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Don't say that again. What? We're not that far. We're not that far away.
I don't know how it is in different countries. If there's like a different tradition with Halloween.
Do you think they have the same time change in Canada as here? Seriously, from the east to the west? Or is it different? It's actually a legit good question.
I think it is different.
It depends on where you are.
Well, is it just like us? Like,
no, I think it's
east
different.
To west. Is it the same time zones, he's saying, Bob? And welcome aboard, Bob. You look wonderful. Where'd you get that hat?
Nice to have the
Bob
boys.
Already has a draft in Pittsburgh hat.
How about that?
I told
Where
you,
did
I
you
had,
get that?
I had MC something at Acrisure Stadium recently, and this was
you
part of...
You didn't tell me that at all.
Do you need to know my every whereabouts? I mean, everything
no,
I do?
No, but you just said I told you. I didn't know anything about this.
I told Limits.
Oh.
Austin. I got to go to Austin.
Yeah? Yeah. Austin, Texas? Or
no, I got to go to Austin. To That's his name.
Good pick, Bob.
Bob, that's an unbelievable hat. Tyler, do you agree?
Yeah, I do like it.
Draft
he brings a noise.
I like these kinds of hats. You know, they have that flat brim thing going on now. You can serve dinner on that thing. I don't like it.
No.
Maybe, I bet you Austin does. I bet you're that group where you like that straight.
I like the flat brim hat. I really do.
It looks ridiculous, I think.
I'm okay with the curved brim. It's starting to grow on me, but I do like the flat brim hat more.
You wouldn't
than
wear one of those, would you, Joe?
No, I like the old school. Like the cane hat today. Yeah. Bob, why didn't you bring us stuff? I mean, I get it. You don't want to treat us to things like, you did take me to Oakmont, however.
How soon they forget. What kind of treat does he need? Would you rather have a hat or would you rather go to Oakmont?
That's a big treat.
Strike all my comments from the record. Jeez. You did take me to Oakmont. I wish you had brought me a hat or shirt, though.
I was not in a position to ask for things. It was given out.
You could have stolen them, Bob.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Tyler, how are you today?
I'm doing great, boys.
Did you want to say anything else about time changes in Canada?
Yeah. I just want to know. City Limits, do you know or no? Stop looking. You're looking it up.
I'm honestly not.
Yeah, he does everything.
Yeah, we're working with him.
He's sneaky with that computer.
But I do think that there are different time zones.
Well, yeah.
Of course, there are different.
Same, like in Vancouver.
Right, I don't think it's entirely the same. Like, is it 10 o'clock in Vancouver when it's 10 o'clock in Seattle?
No, that's what I'm saying. Or Vegas, or like anywhere on the West Coast, California.
I'm going to say no.
Is he right, Tyler?
Honestly, that's a great question.
So do you
second guessing myself because I'm like, wait a minute. But I think it's the same.
Wait a second. So what time is it in Vancouver right now?
It's 3 hours behind here.
Yeah, so just like 7:08. LA. And right. Then is there a Midwestern Canada where there's also a time change?
Is Edmonton 2 hours?
Yeah, Edmonton's
Edmonton and Calgary.
I think it's 9:08. Yeah, Thunder Bay.
So it's similar.
Do you ever been to Moosonee?
Yeah, I've been all there.
Moosonee.
You know, one time.
How about Saskatchewan? Or Saskatoon, I'm talking
Saskatoon.
About.
Yeah, the noon balloon to Saskatoon.
1 year after our last game before Christmas was in Winnipeg. So a bunch of the Canadian guys stayed back, and we partied all night in Winnipeg. And Winnipeg's an undercover, one of the best places ever to go out. But the flights the next day, we were stopping at every little small town. And you want to talk about being sick on a plane because you're bouncing up and down. You're not more than 500 feet in the air, and it is, like, bumpy, and I'm hung over. Yeah. And it was like, this is insane. But, yeah, that's the one thing about playing out west in California. You're jumping time zones every time you go play someone.
All right, we have to talk about something because of Calgary. Did you ever have to go up into the press box in Calgary and walk across the ice on that? Bob.
It's like a bridge. Like a
have you been
tiny,
there? No, have you had to do
no,
it?
No, I've seen Josh Yoey post a lot of stuff like that.
Oh, my
that,
God. So it's at the top of the arena, right under the ceiling. Okay, picture PPG Paints Arena. And it's higher than that,
by
the way.
It's like a catwalk.
It's a catwalk that goes from the press box on one side to where the GMs and everybody and the food is on the other side.
So you got to bring your food across there while you're walking and looking down?
Well, you go over there. Yeah, like popcorn and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh. And Tyler, I've never been so afraid in my life. I had to go over and talk to Craig Patrick one night, and it feels like it's death-defying.
But they're getting a new rink, though.
Are they?
Yeah, they're getting a new rink. So
that was one of the worst ideas I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. This saddle dome, right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's built like a saddle. Like a horse saddle,
yeah,
right. Like it's up on the sides.
They don't call it the saddle dome for nothing.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I don't know. It's I think it'd be tough to play out like west in Calgary, Edmonton, because when it's cold for a long, long time. You know.
Remember, we used to stay at the McDonald Hotel in Edmonton.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like the one thing when you go out and play those Canadian towns, like you'll have a job forever. That's the one thing when you play in Canada, like. They take care of their alumni. They like you. There's always a job because you're like a celebrity. You know, you're the only.
Yeah.
Like, think of Calgary. Not much going on in December in Calgary. Like, you are it. So like you're somebody there, and it's like so great. But like, you want to talk just snow every day, cold every day, and like even Winnipeg. Oh my God! Like,
so why is that a good party town? Despite the fact
because there's nothing else to do.
You're cold. You're like. Okay, that's it? There's nothing else about it?
And you know what? Honestly, there's more pretty girls in Winnipeg, Calgary, and Edmonton than in L.A.
Holy bird.
Even without Botox?
Yeah, these are more naturally beautiful girls. Like, we go out all the time out there, and, like, you'd be like, where are these girls? But I guess there's nothing else to do but work out and take care of yourself. You know? Like, it was like, we were shocked, you know?
You know what else happens at the McDonald Hotel? They serve, this is... Nothing to do with that. They serve rare meats like elk and even things that are way wilder than that. Yeah. Bob.
Elk is really good. There are a lot of good meats that you know, everybody says everything tastes like chicken. It's true. You know, do you ever eat antelope?
No.
Antelope is really good. You would like it.
Really?
But you strike me as someone who said, I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't want to eat an antelope. No. Would you, Tyler?
No, I'm pretty, I stay in my lane. You know, I don't veer out of my lane at all. I like when I go to eat, I know exactly what I'm getting. Even doesn't matter the restaurant. If I go to an Italian restaurant, I'm getting the same thing. Like I think
I'm like that too.
Yeah.
Pretty predictable.
Like I just feel like when I go out, I'm such a foodie and I love food so much that if I got a bad meal because I
strayed a little too far.
You hoped on something.
Yeah.
That would ruin my night. And I'm like, no, I got to stay in my lane.
Everybody well here? Bob, doing well?
Doing wonderful.
Good.
How about you?
You seem happy. I'm very well today. Yeah. I shot better. Tyler got a new thing of golf clubs.
What was the brand, by the way?
How much did you spend?
I spent a couple grand, but hopefully my wife's not listening because, you know, you get the bill and she's like, well, I told her. I'm like, hey, I need new clubs. Like, I've had them for a while. She goes, okay, that's fine. She thought they were going to be like $500. And obviously I agreed. So, like, when we get the bill from Neville Wood and they're a couple grand, now we're talking, you know. But I got the Callaways. I got the Callaway smoke driver. And then I got a Ping putter.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't go into Srixon at all? You didn't get your Srixon?
No.
Come on.
I'm not.
They're good.
Yeah, but the guy sold it. The guy at the shop in Neville, I think his name's Derek. You know, he's like, no, I've seen you putt. Like, you need a very balanced putter because you spray it. You know, you can't even putt in a straight line. You know, so I needed the mallet that goes down the shaft into the middle of the actual putting.
Yeah.
If it's in the middle, it's easier to putt straight lines.
I need that.
Yeah, I know. And you know, like the blades, you know, the blades are at the back. He goes, it's easier to like move the ball side to side. So I was like, hey, you know what? If we're going to go, we might as well go. So there's no excuse. I golfed yesterday a little bit with a couple boys and like, I'm actually good until I get on the green. I swear my hands are on the green or like my hands in front of the net with a bunch of pressure on me. I don't know where the ball is going. I am so stiff and I don't know. Like
Let's golf today at 2:30 or better yet, 2:15, and I can leave the show early and have Bob finish it. Where do you belong?
Neville. Neville. No, at the course.
2:30 tee time at Neville. You busy today?
Yeah, I got to work at 4. I got another job at 4.
All right.
But we got to
plan
the day.
Limits, right?
It's a thought that counts, Joe.
Are you doing well today?
I am, and look what I'm wearing today, Joe.
Look at the
shirt that I have today.
Oh, my.
Big Brother.
It's my Big Brother shirt.
He's really putting on the full court press to be on Big Brother.
Bob, this is a huge Jamie Dixon full court press.
Did you hear about this, Tyler?
No.
Bob Huggins full court press.
Okay. Bob That's, Huggins
Limits
full court
wants
press
to be an actor. Have you heard of the show Big Brother?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to apply. There's open applications, and Bob.
I told him he should be on Love Island. He's young. He's got hair.
Yeah,
he's got a gift of gab. Now
Wonderful
he may say, "I don't have
gift of gab."
The gift of gab. You can create relationships with your ability to speak.
Well, that's the thing that would also do me well on Big Brother. It's a huge social game.
Yeah, but we're talking Love Island here.
And Bob knows people on set, so this could happen.
I didn't go that far. I said I know people who work on the show. They're not on set.
Well, people who work on the
I'd
show.
Watch it.
Bob, that's close enough.
You are the master of exactness. And here we are.
There may be some lingering resentment with Bob and I from yesterday's show.
Imagine watching, like doing the radio show.
Are you guys hot? Again, I'm hot today. I'm sweating.
Yeah,
are
right?
you, Tyler?
No, I feel good.
Bob?
I feel fine.
Okay. Must be me.
Imagine if we're on the radio and we turn the TV on. City Limits is out there just talking away on TV, trying to keep his place in the house.
Yeah, be very important, TK.
What if he goes on the show and then just blows them away and becomes a TV star?
Yeah, he drops us like a hat. He's out to LA.
Can you picture him in like some sort of Nickelodeon show? He'd be unbelievable, wouldn't he?
That Nickelodeon show.
I don't know what Nickelodeon.
He wants to be slimed.
Slimed.
He wants to be slimed.
That's exactly. Where all those guys started on off.
Right.
What about Drake and Josh?
That's where Justin Timberlake started. And maybe
he's a good golfer, by the way.
Who?
Justin Timberlake.
Is he?
He's one of the best golfers that. You know, a celebrity golf. Yep.
Wow.
He really is.
What'd you think of the game last night, Tyler?
Which one?
The first one.
Be specific.
I mean, the second one was great. It was 0-0 going into overtime. I love games like that. But the first one, I find it somewhat enjoyable to watch the Maple Leafs implode every single year. Do you?
Yeah. Obviously, we knew like it was going to be so hard to beat.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Florida. In Florida, after the first two games, Toronto's goalie was playing good. Bobrovsky was struggling a little bit, and Florida just couldn't find their feet. Now when you look at Florida, you're like, I don't know how anyone's going to beat them. They got the goaltender. They're playing that heavy game. They're moving their feet. They're hungry on pucks. Like, I don't think Toronto has a sniff against them. I think Florida's going back to the finals without a doubt. Like, I think they're going to, you know, I think
you don't think Carolina can take them down? They play a different kind of game.
I think they play a different kind of game, but I just think Florida plays such a heavy playoff style game that, like, it's going to be tough because who did Carolina play before this?
Devils. Or, no.
Devils. Yeah, the Devils. But even against Washington, I thought Washington would play a little bit more physical. It doesn't seem to affect Carolina that much because they play a different game. But when I watch Florida, they have all the pieces to, like, go for.
Didn't you pick them at the beginning of the playoffs? I think you did.
Yeah. They play a playoff style. And the best thing about them, they can play a bunch of different ways. Whenever you see anyone that's won a Stanley Cup, the teams. There's many ways to winning games, either physical, you know, high scoring, defensive, getting your goalie to steal a game. Like, those guys have it all.
Two of their best heavy hitters are two of their best goal scorers in Sam Bennett and Matthew Tkachuk.
And
they do both.
And they produce and they do everything. And, like, they have such a feel on, like, what kind of team they're playing against. It takes them maybe a game or two to be like, oh, like, we got to play a different style against Toronto. We got to make their stars battle for pucks. And when you watch the game last night, like the Marner, the Matthews, like Tkachuk and Bennett are winning every one of those battles, you know? And they have, a great team. Obviously helps with Bobrovsky there. And like when I look at the Penguins roster last year, that's one thing they didn't have much of is different ways to win hockey games. You know, from the goalie to a physical style to a grind them down. They are more of like trying to outscore teams and hope they just scored more goals. That's the only way they kind of won games last year.
Right.
You know, so like when you look at playoff teams and you're looking to build the Penguins, we got to add a little bit of meat back there, a little bit of meat up front, some power. We need a goalie. You know, there's some
also pieces. Need a coach, and I want to ask you about that in a moment. Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion, joins us every Thursday from 10 to 11 off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia, and you want to communicate with limits? Well, you go to the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. First of all, Tyler, have you ever heard of Lincoln, Ontario?
No.
Okay.
LinkedIn?
Lincoln, like Abraham Lincoln.
No. Where's near Toronto?
I don't know. My nephew's getting married there in 3 weeks. I wanted to get the lowdown from you on the place, but that's okay. We'll move on. Rick Tocchet goes to the Flyers. Good move, bad move. And Bob, I'd also like you to weigh in here. Do you think that perhaps Rick Tocchet had a choice to come to the Penguins, and the fact that he didn't want to wait, or the possibility that he didn't want to wait, meant the Penguins had to move on, so he took the Flyers' job. Both of you, please, weigh in on Tocchet.
I don't think that's the case at all. I think Rick wanted to be back on the East Coast. He didn't like being out there, and there were a lot of other problems involving JT Miller and Pedersen out there that got ugly, forcing the Canucks to trade Miller, which is something I didn't think they'd do. But I think definitely East Coast, but I don't think he was in a position. I don't know the connection between Dubas and him. I think certainly Rutherford, Sullivan had a lot of
All right. Could be weather on the way again here.
No, I don't think that was an emergency test. That wasn't a weather test.
Oh, it wasn't?
Yeah, I think so. The weather one, yeah. It's a little bit different.
That was just a required monthly test.
Well, my God, so I wasn't everything's aware good. That Bob was so up to date on his...
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. We passed.
All right. Clearly, I wasn't listening because I was focused on what you were saying.
Well,
Bob,
I was saying is I don't think there's as big a connection between Dubas and Tockett. I think there is, obviously, when you look at the Flyers and Tockett and his, I think that was probably the job that was most ready for him and he for them. So I don't think the Penguins said, hey, you want this job, or hey, would you be in the mix? May have happened that way, but Tyler, I think that was probably the way it was going to end, no matter what.
Yeah, and when I think of Tockett, right, I think the Philadelphia Flyers have lost a little bit of their identity. You know, whenever you went into Philly, it was like you're going into a war.
Yeah.
You know, Philly hasn't been that hard to play against lately. They don't have – maybe they might have two tough guys, but those two tough guys aren't that relevant. And they don't play a heavy, hard game. And I think bringing a guy like Tockett with his past, with the way he used to play, with his connection to Philly, I think it's a great fit. I think he's going to do really well there. The one thing about Tox is, like, when I think about Tock and I hear all the guys talk about him, he's so good at talking to the players. He's such a good communicator that I think sometimes he might be a better assistant coach because he's so good at being a buffer. You know, that's what he excels at, is being that buffer, being that guy that a player can go to without being the head coach, and he controls them like a Phil Kessel. Like, I think Phil Kessel did so well in Pittsburgh because of Rick Tockett and how they had their relationship. But I think that relationship changes when you go to a head coach. You can't be chummy with the head coach. Like, when I had Dan, like, it was all business. But when the assistant coach was, you know, Fitzgerald or, like, you know, Tony Granato, it was easier to have that buddy, guy you can open up to without, you know, getting the consequences of, hey, I was a little tired yesterday, you know, or, you know, just being that buffer. So, like, I think Rick Tockett is going to be a great fit in Philadelphia. But in my opinion, like, the way he communicates and all that, it's almost like I'd love to see him, like, as a really good assistant coach. Mm. You know, because, like, again, like, I have no idea how he is with the players being a head coach, but I've seen how he is as assistant coach, and I don't know if there's a better guy in the league at doing it.
What do you make of that take, Bob?
No, I think that's a good take, and I think that's one of the reasons why Tockett was here, and he could deliver the message that coach wanted to deliver without the head coach doing it. So, but you're right, it's a different role now. But I think you're right. The first take is spot on. I said the same thing. Philadelphia has gone away from their Broad Street Bullies. Not that you have to be, you know, what they had back then, but what you have to be is what Florida is trying to do. And I think Rick Tockett would like that kind of game in Philadelphia. So they have some good talent in their system. I don't think there's any question about that. So we'll see what happens in time. But, man, they need a reshuffling of the deck. And I think he's the perfect coach for them.
Like, when you look at the teams, like, when you think of Philly, like, how much would they die for a guy like Sam Bennett or Tom Wilson?
How about the Penguins?
Yeah, the Penguins.
Like, like, any team, like, if you're a power forward now, like who's more valuable, Matthews or Sam Bennett right now? Mm. Who's got more points when it matters?
Well, I would take Sam Bennett in those kind of games. I mean, Austin Matthews is a great goal scorer.
Great goal scorer.
But he, if he's not doing that, he's not.
There's only one way to win, right?
A lot of value aside from that. But he's very good at what he does. So I'd take him, don't get me wrong. But Bennett does the things. Tkachuk does the things. That was a great trade they made with Huberto to get him away from Calgary like that.
Oh, my God.
As soon as I saw that trade, I said, oh, my goodness. Huberto, you look at his points, fine. But you look at I'm surprised Calgary would even make him available, but they did.
Yeah, it's like those character guys. He reminds me of like a Kunitz, you know, like run you through the wall, score goals, do whatever. And then, like, when you think of all those guys on Florida, they look so happy to be playing in Florida.
And they bring in Brad Marchand on top of everything else.
Did you see Matthew Tkachuk's house? It's unbelievable. He's got a putting green in his backyard. Like, it's on the water. It is like the real deal. Like,
Bob has a hole from the Masters recreated in his backyard. Do you, Bob?
No, come on.
Does Jim Nance have that?
Jim Nance has, no, he has the one from number 7 at Pebble Beach, the replica or whatever you want to call
it. Same yardage, same everything?
Yeah, but it's not. The one on 7 at Pebble Beach goes downhill. You can't recreate that, but it's essentially the same kind of design.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I got a putting green around my house. I have 2 putting greens.
I see. I know you do. And
it's not
you could have a
putting, it doesn't help.
What you can do though have is have a putting house, contest. Bob? No, I've never been invited. You can have a putting contest. Have us over. Have some drinks.
Yeah, have a show party.
And we'll have a little wagering going on the putting. And that makes you a better putter, Tyler. It does. You have to bear down.
Like putting under pressure and golfing under pressure is completely different.
Totally.
Than golfing with anyone else. You know what I mean? Like have you seen JT Miller's interview with the NHL Network about trying to make the U.S. Open, and he goes, his first hole, he said he couldn't hold the putter.
He said he was completely nervous.
Yeah, he said he couldn't hold the putter. And like you would think,
he's good.
He's a stud, but like that pressure is probably unbelievable. But it's so cool hearing him talk about it and like just the pressure and all that stuff. But the one thing, so we end up putting like 2 like putting greens around my house, and the turf is a lot different than regular, like on the green. It's a lot slower, my turf. So when you go on the putting green, you have to readjust. So it's definitely different.
Will you invite Limits if you have a show party at your house?
Yeah, I'll have all the boys over.
Yeah,
nice.
That's going to be big.
Only if you get on the TV show.
That's right. Well, you might have to wait a couple of months then.
You would like Love Island better, I'm telling you.
We would too.
Right,
we would too.
Back in the day.
Let's not sugarcoat it, Bob.
Back in the day.
You'd see the people that they put on that Love Island show. They're like models and guys that can lift like 500 pounds.
But they can't talk like you. There's a skill to be able to do that, and you can create opportunity.
Agree. Bob raises a good point there, Limit.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going to get to the Steelers schedule at 11, and we have all kinds of treats related to that. Sound bites from Limits on the series history against these teams, predictions, all kinds of things with the Steelers schedule. Tyler Kennedy here in the meantime, talking hockey, talking a little bit of golf, etc. And man, when I think of maligned Penguins in recent years, two of the names that come to mind are Mikael Granlund and Kasperi Kapanen. Right, Tyler? And those two guys have taken a bit of a star turn here. Granlund with a hat trick the other night.
All three dagger shots, the really good shots.
It's unbelievable to watch this guy. And then Kapanen with the game winner. What did you make of those two storylines?
Well, I think when they were here, I just think they were slotted in the wrong positions. I think Kapanen had his fair share of opportunities, but like, I just felt like he's a guy that's talking about bouncing around the league. He's been bouncing around each team. He goes one and done for a long, long time. That's hard to do, but to see him go to Edmonton and score an OT, like, that just bought him another year in the NHL scoring that goal. Like, that was a huge goal for them. And, like,
everyone will know his name forever.
Yeah. Oh.
It's sort of like Francisco Cabrera with the Braves when he hit the one hit.
It's unreal.
Yes. He can always score goals, though. Kapanen, he had a scoring touch. I just felt sometimes he was lazy. You know, he didn't move his feet because he was fast. He had all of it put. He just couldn't put it all together for the Penguins. But I think that happens a lot with them because that's why he gets traded so much. But that's a huge goal. Granlund, like, when you think of the Dallas Stars, he's the last guy you think of. But I think he's found his niche on the team, and he slotted in perfectly on that team. Those top guys get all the attention, and a guy like that comes in and he just fills that little niche that they need, that solid third line guy that can score a little bit, very well defensive, does everything right, doesn't hurt you. You know, those guys are, again, I think when you go to teams, it's all about finding your role. That's why, you know, when I was here, I had a niche on the third line right winger. I knew what I was. Then when I went to San Jose, I was up and down the lineup, and I couldn't find what they needed me to bring to the team. And then I went to another couple other places. And if you can find a team that you slot in into the niche that you find on the team, it's so much easier to play, so much easier to have a good year. So for those guys, they've just found a good fit for them.
Well, I think, you know, in Dallas, it's for Granlund especially, he doesn't have to be anything but what he is. You got Rantanen going nuts. You got Jamie Benn in his line. So he doesn't have to. And I think, I don't know, you can speak to this. When there's no pressure on you as the goal scorer who has to score, you can do the other things that make you as a player better. And he didn't, you know, coming here, I think there's a lot of pressure on him to be, okay, Michael Granlund, you better start putting up numbers.
We needed him to put up numbers.
Right, but that may be too much for a guy like that.
Yeah. You know,
so. I mean, he was slotted so poorly. He was so bad here. But
was bad, but he wasn't like, I think we saw his price tag. I think it was six.
Yeah.
And we were expecting
something.
A second line star.
Right. Again, you're a victim of that.
He was just misslotted on a team that frankly wasn't very good.
Yeah. Well, that's the truth.
Now look. And he was just sort of a throw in, like, thank God we got rid of that guy. We have a Norris Trophy winning defenseman. Who has more goals since that trade, Granlund or Carlson?
Oh, Granlund by far.
Granlund, because he had like 15 or so in San Jose.
He has 35 goals since the day of that trade. Carlson has 22. Who has more points since that trade? Good question, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm going to say Carlson on that one.
Yeah, I think Carlson.
Limits, you agree with that?
I'm going to say Granlund.
I like your guts there, but it is Carlson, 109 to 106.
But 106 is very good for a guy who, again, they acquired, and I think Ron Hextall, he wasn't wrong about him. It's just coming to a team that miscalculated where he should be.
He wasn't wrong about Raquel either, was he?
No.
And it's almost double the price tag for Carlson than Granlund, too.
Exactly.
Right.
Who has more playoff points since that day?
Well, that's Granlund.
Yes, because Carlson doesn't have any, does he?
Yeah, a guy like Kapanen, though, that's very interesting to me that he just, you know, I thought he was out of the league. You know, I hadn't heard his name forever, and all of a sudden I'm looking at it. They put him in game four because they needed a little bit of a push.
Yeah.
And he came in and really gave them that. He didn't score, but I've watched some of those games, and he was
he's making, fast,
he's
right?
He's very
like,
fast.
Like, he brings that speed to the game, but he's sometimes lazy. But remember, he went to, like, Utah. He went somewhere else. He went back. You know, like, he's, like, kind of everywhere, but like the little goals like this is buying him a lot of time on his career. Cause like you said, like after Pittsburgh, I'm like, oh, this guy's done. Like he's had his last kind of sniff,
yeah,
you know, but sticking around, like that's huge.
Who's going to win?
By the way, you brought up Utah. Did you like the nickname that they chose?
What did they choose?
Mammoth? The Mammoth?
No, I hate it.
I don't know.
I like the Utah Hockey Club.
The Utah Hockey Club is fine.
Yeah.
Or the Utes. I know that's a college name, but I would have stolen it.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, just like
the Utah Mammoth?
Mammoth.
It's a tough logo, too, with the animal with the horn. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I've heard they might be going back to Arizona after so many years, but I guess they...
Well, they have a healthy fan base there, and the Smith guy who owns it, he owns everything out there.
Yeah.
He's committed.
I think he was going to give like $1 million to every rink they built there, or $10 million to every youth rink they built to try to build up the hockey in Utah. It's unbelievable. But like going back, Bob, remember when you said like the pressure, like, when you think of guys like Sid, guys that are making 10 to 13, like a McDavid, that's what makes them so different, is being able to produce when you need to produce.
Mm-hmm.
That is like when I signed a 2-year pretty big deal, and like I couldn't produce because I just felt so much pressure to produce, mm-hmm. you know, and I was just like, someone just should have said, right. Hey,
you like the money, but then the expectations.
You definitely don't turn it down. It should have took another 4 years of it. But when you're expected to do it, that's the hardest thing in the world. And to see guys like Sid, McDavid do it on a consistent basis and being that mentally strong kind of like everything, like that's why they get paid the big money. And then when you think of Toronto, like they're big dog money makers.
Wow.
This is when they need them, right?
So I just saw a video. A guy, he said, I spent $50,000 on the Toronto Maple Leafs. I am done. And he used some expletives, but he has a shirt of Marner getting burned in his fire pit. See, this is what happens when, and, you know.
You think Marner's gone or you think he's staying there?
I think he wants a new beginning.
Yeah. Penguins?
I don't know. I think they need more than Mitch Marner. I think they need what you described. I don't know how many are out there, Tyler, but. You know, you need somebody who's going to bring a little bit of physicality
like
to it as well.
Like go to the net and run the goalie over like those guys do? And
that's what they do.
Yeah.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Speaking of Sid, good article by Josh Yowie in The Athletic. He's in Stockholm right now at the World Championships and spoke with Sid. Sid said of the Sully firing, is what I'll call it, I wouldn't say I'm surprised by anything that happened. I understand it. I played long enough to know that there's always going to be some kind of change when you don't get the results. Talked about his love for Sully. We're fortunate. We made so many great memories. 10 years, a long time to coach in the NHL. And then this, Tyler. Josh says, you know, could you play a role in determining the next Penguins coach? Sid says, nope. He says, I don't have any say, and I prefer it that way because ultimately I'm a hockey player, not a manager. He does say, however, that if Kyle Dubas wants his opinion, he'll give it to him. Does that make sense if you're Dubas to seek Sid's opinion or to keep him out of it? And just make your own decision. What's the better move there?
Well, I think you definitely have to ask Sid. In my opinion, even if you don't agree, you still give him the respect to be like, hey, this is the guy we're going to hire. This is why. What are your opinion? Like, what's your opinion on this? And if he comes back with, hey, I don't think it's a good fit, and you do, you got to... Kyle Dubas has a little bit more power than Sidney Crosby right now. And
that's kind of the reason as you said that, I thought if I'm Dubas, maybe I don't want to know his opinion. Because what if I really want a guy? He doesn't. I hire him anyway. And then it's in the back of my mind, you know, this thing could go poorly early. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, when you think of this is going to be a tough job, like,
oh, yeah,
for a guy coming in, like
it is.
You want to see guy with like all eyes on him. Like Sully came in and he had a pretty, like he had an unbelievable team. You know, let's be honest. He had some, like Sid, Gino, like they had the right pieces in place.
Yeah.
this guy's coming in and they're trying to build from the ground up, you know, and that's like a firing squad sometimes, you know, for a young guy. And that's why, like, they're like, oh, what about a junior coach? I'm like, I don't know if a junior coach can handle this heat, you know? And then you start thinking, well, what about a first year coach that was an assistant coach? Now he's jumping into a head coach. Like, there's a lot of pressure. All eyes are on him. He better make the right moves. He better get the respect of the room.
It's a tough place to come into because they're saddled with all these contracts. Bob, would you ask, if you were Dubas, would you consult with Crosby, or would you think maybe I'm better off just leaving, not having him worry about this and me not even knowing his opinion?
No, I think I would not. I honor his request that I don't want to be part of it, but I would ask him, I said, from your position, you're the captain here, what do you think this team is missing? Just give me some outline of things I would need. I'm going to go shopping.
I need
to find some things. What do you think it needs from your perspective? And then as far as a coach, I would say, I'll make the decision, but I need you to tell me, you know, what kind of coach do you think this team kind of needs? Just give me an outline. I may ask more than him, too. I mean, for the veterans who've been here for a long time, I want to know what they think.
See, I don't. And other than Sid and Rust, some of these veterans have failed him. You know what I mean?
I understand, but they have a better understanding of what's going on that bench day to day and what this team may need, you know, I think.
If I'm Kyle Dubas, I'm making my own choice here. It's my team.
You still can, but don't you want any sort of feedback at all? You want
maybe,
zero?
Maybe from – I like the first part of what you said about asking Sid, hey, what does this team need? Like, what's missing around here? But then when it comes to the coach, you know, beyond Sid, and I'm wavering a little bit on if I would consult with him, I don't care about anybody else's opinion. In fact, a lot of the veterans on this team have let me down if I'm Kyle Dubas. I'm telling them who their coach will be, and the coach is going to come in and be the boss.
In the meantime,
I'm the boss. I'll tell them. You know what I mean, Tyler?
Yeah, that happens. That's truthful for everyone but Sid.
Everyone but Sid, yeah.
You know, every other guy, I don't think you have to ask him or nothing like that, but Sid's a different animal, you know. Sid's like Mario, right? Like, you got to talk to him, and he's going to get, like...
I guess you have to, because if there's some sort of strong objection, you better know about it. That's probably the best way to go.
He's the guy. He's the captain. When you're a captain, you have more say than anyone, and especially him, of all people. He should have an idea of what they need.
I think the smartest guy in the room, coaches, staff, and everyone in that room, Sid's the smartest guy in that room.
Yeah.
He's been around the longest.
What if he went old school like Bill Russell with the Celtics and made Sid the player coach? That would be incredible,
Bob.
But
he would say absolutely not.
He wouldn't
want to be in there talking about changes.
You can't really do it in hockey now that I think about it, because you'd have to make line changes and everything else.
Yeah, I wanted him on my line. Yeah, you know, I had to take him off. I wanted him on.
That would be tremendous.
I'm only going to play power play and home games.
I like Tyler. He comes to my aid every time, so he's going to be on my line, and I'm going to take care of him. I'm also the GM now, too, so watch out.
Like, I'd give like a guy like Sam Bennett $11 million a year.
Yeah.
Tom Wilson, I think he's had a good year, but I don't think he can keep up with it. But other than that, what Josh Anderson in Montreal? Like, he's more cold than hot.
Right.
But like you said, like, it's going to be hard to get that team back to where I think we need it to be. You know, because I don't know how many prospects are out there. And there's a lot of teams trying to retool their teams, from Philadelphia to the Islanders. You know, there's
they're all looking for the same thing. Back in 16 and 17, it was speed. You know, we're going to beat you and burn you with speed. And all of a sudden, things, that's still valuable, but it's become more heavy now. I went back and looked at some of those 16 games. In the playoffs, the Penguins were just avoiding everything because of their speed. You could play a heavy game against them, but you wouldn't be successful. You know, now it's gone the other way, you know, it seems, generally.
Tyler, another legendary appearance by you. I'm available, pretty much every day to play Neville Woods, so just let me know.
It's better just to get him there, take care of it. You won't have to hear it.
Like,
he may come and knock on your door soon, so you want to avoid that altogether.
But we got to get you in the morning. I can't do at 2:30.
You can't do 6 a.m. He plays at 6 a.m.
I can do 6.
Oh.
You play at 6 a.m.?
What?
I'll play
at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah. I'm a morning guy. I always play at 7:38.
How about tomorrow? I'm off.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, if you want to play, we're playing 8:10.
Who is?
I got some guys.
Hockey players?
No.
Oh. Extra spot?
Lawyers. Yeah, I got a spot. You want to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. I'll talk to you after.
All right. Bob, this is gigantic.
It's amazing what you can do when
you play
golf. The way
Bob sets you up, Bob. You should be giving him hats. And
Thank you, Tyler. Really Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy.
That is fun. He does the best one, doesn't he, Tyler? Yeah.
Oh, now he's trying to suck. Now he's.
Yeah.
Now he wants the hat.
He's sucking up.
Yeah. I see what he's doing. Don't worry. I've been here long enough to know how this goes. Yeah.
Thank you, Tyler.
If you're going to put your finger in my mouth, I'm going to bite that thing off.
That's a great
City Limits.
That's still the line of the year.
City Limits, baby.
Tyler, thank you.
Thanks, boss.
Limits, thank you. What
thank
a wonderful
you.
Man you've
thank
become.
Thank you, TK.
Coming up.
We're going to get you on the show, City Limits. We got to get you on the TV show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.